Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Also, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 20th day of September already, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was down to 30. It was down, we're getting down to freezing. It was interesting seeing a 30. Anyway, and the smoke's still there. I mean, there's light on the horizon. We were watching the sun go down, I think it was yesterday, and you could just beat red from the smoke. So it's still there. I mean, you have to look, some days it's real light, and some days it's real heavy, depending on which way the wind blows. Let's see what we're going to look at here. A huge wake-up call. The globalists just showed us their cards, normalizing Americans to seeing the military upon the streets of America as disposition is rushed in. Despotism is rushed in. And we've talked about that. We talked about this few weeks ago, you know, how the National Guard is being brought in on everything. We're going to talk about it some more. Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Cause I'm the one, may you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, a huge wake-up call. The globalists just showed us their cards, normalizing Americans to seeing the military upon the streets of America as despotism is rushed in. This is from All News Pipeline. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And you know, it's not just the goddamn city streets and shit. They're every fucking where. Like I said, with the fires and stuff, they're blocking roads. They don't have the goddamn authority to block a fucking road. It's a violation of posse comitatus, if that ever mattered. But it's a blatant violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. You can't stop me from going somewhere unless you have fucking court order. That goddamn due process of the law is fucking right up their ass. And they're wanting rid of it. They want completely fucking rid of due process of the law. No two ways about it. You send your goddamn National Guard to fuck with this and they're going to get fucking shot. You're in violation of the law, you fucking criminals. And you know it. Because I know you can read it at a fucking third grade level. And I know that you fucking pettifogging goddamn private lawyers, members of the British Accredited Registry, you fucking know it. With NPR reporting back on September 1st that a national survey had determined that there was a severe school bus shortage happening across America, largely due to vax mandates that were being imposed on the unwillingness many drivers to take it. The survey found a full half of student transportation coordinators described their school bus driver shortage as either severe or desperate. So what are states going to do to deal with this unfolding mess? As CBS News reported in this new story, the state of Massachusetts and New York are both calling in National Guard to drive the kids to school in attempts to fix the labor problem. Hey, now wait just a goddamn minute. Now, the National Guard are not professional fucking scabs, are they? These people did not want to drive these fucking buses because they are in protest. They are fucking, what the hell do you call it? Striking. They're striking because they will not take the fucking death shot. And here you are again bringing in goddamn scabs that fucking, that are wearing military uniforms and are under military fucking authority. You can't fucking do it. But think about it, people. And then don't say, well, it's a school and it's a government. No, it ain't government shit. It's a fucking every goddamn school is a fucking corporation. Go look at their goddamn, CPR, I think it's CPR, annual financial, reports. Look at what they fucking own. You know, some schools own goddamn casinos and fucking amusement parks and shit. You go look at their fucking books. They're fucking corporations. Bus drivers are saying, no, I'm not going to have no death shot put in me. I strike. And who's coming in is the goddamn scab? The guy, you're paying their fucking wages for scabs to come in and take the jobs of people who are, well, they're striking. Aren't they? Isn't that another way to look at this? But of course this is to bring, so get you used to seeing fucking soldiers in your goddamn streets, in your stores. It's every fucking where you go. Well, we're getting fucking sick of seeing fucking soldiers. How about that? Maybe it's time for them to fucking find out we're fucking here. They won't see us, but they're going to know we're fucking here. This is against the goddamn law. You have no fucking authority. You're in violation of the 9th article of the People's ratified law of December 15, 1791. No fucking doubt about it. You can't fucking argue it. You cannot have this authority. You got it? And in doing so, they are taking their next incremental step to bring in tyranny while attempting to normalize American children to see, no, not normalize American, everybody, trying to normalize America to the goddamn military in our streets. Everything they're fucking doing, I mean, we have another article too. American children to seeing men and women wearing military uniforms every day, just like any ounce once free nation being transformed into a communist totalitarian national would do. And it is happening, but it's because we're fucking letting it. We got the guns. We can shut this shit down. Whenever you guys get ready, let me know. Fuck, I'm down. They're breaking our laws. We have the right to enforce our fucking laws with deadly fucking force. The absolute fucking right. That's our freedom and liberty. That's what this goddamn country was founded upon. Not fucking capitalism. Also hinting that should truck drivers hauling food and supplies across America go on strike against vax mandates in the near future, they'll also put members of the National Guard into those very crucial positions as well. We'll be taking a look within this story at just how tyrannical regimes historically have used incrementalization to usher in tyranny, just like the New World Order is doing right now from this CBS Boston story. Now, of course they are. I mean, but what are you talking about here? Isn't that fucking fascism? Isn't that fascism? Does the National Guard work for the fuck? Isn't that private sector? Is that fucking, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Free enterprise? Is this the free enterprise system at work? No, it ain't. This is pure fucking fascism. They're gonna run the goddamn businesses. The government! They were never to have, I mean, remember that limited power thing that you conservatives preached for so many fucking years all my goddamn life? Well, conservative is small government. Conservative is small government. And tell Trump he got in there. Tell Trump he stood up in front of you. And Trump he said, I'm going to make America even bigger. Ah, where in the hell is it here? Let's see if we still got it or if we lost it or what the hell's going on here. Here we are. We're going to make America larger than ever before. We're going to make the military larger than ever before. That's right, conservative. This son of a bitch, look at this guy, this monstrosity, this fucking limited government, my fucking ass. And it was to be limited to a couple of fucking small matters, and never was it to have authority over the people who granted it the authority to exist. Plain and fucking simple. They brought the Admiralty Law from the sea onto our fucking land in gross violation of the fucking law of this land, in particular the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights. Absolute fucking ratified law. And you know, they've just taken it from there. And again, you go and you fucking, these conservatives, all you conservatives, I hear you motherfuckers all the years. Oh, you know, goddamn, you were afraid somebody was going to get something to eat. You were afraid somebody was going to get somebody's going to get a dollar out of your fucking pocket. Which it was all fake, phony fucking money. You were working for a corporation which made you a fucking traitor to this goddamn country. You weren't a private fucking business. You weren't shit. You were a conservative. Conservatives for a small government. Horse shit. You want that motherfucker big? You're for empire, aren't ya? That's what I thought. Goddamn limited governments, when you can drive and go and fucking do what you want, you don't have to be looking over your fucking shoulder 24/7. When you're not doing a goddamn thing, but, I mean, you're bothering nobody. You just want to be left alone. These fuckers will come out into the deepest goddamn woods and seek your ass out to bother you, to fuck with you. Fuck them, put a bullet in their head. They are goddamn in violation of the fucking law of we the people. And we the people got to stand up and say, God damn it, we have the fucking law. This is our law. You better fucking obey it or there will be fucking consequences. But it's not being said. Because fucker Carlson ain't going to say it on the goddamn mainstream propaganda machine. It's being said out here in our world. Are you guys getting fucking ready for this shit? Because here it comes. And we predicted this too. We predicted the fist fights in the fucking streets. We predicted that they start bringing the fucking National Guard into every little situation until you fucking started getting, it's entrenching. It's the thin edge of that thick wedge. Getting used to seeing National Guard. And then pretty soon the first one's going to walk up to you and fuck with you. What are you going to do then? What are you going to do when the first motherfucking National Guard, this fucking government motherfucking military that cannot fucking exist, this comes up and tries to violate one of your fucking natural fucking rights that are a part of the fucking absolute, unalienable, all encompassing everything. Fucking law of December 15, 1791, your fucking Bill of Rights. When they come up and try to piss on your rights or order you about, when that first soldier comes up to order me about, one of us is going to die right there, you motherfucker, because you will be in violation of my law, the law of the people here, our authority, our jurisdiction. Why in the fuck we ain't already doing something about this? I don't fucking get it. And truck drivers, oh, we're going to do the truck, that's fascism, isn't it? Isn't that what, fucking go look up the definition of fucking fascism. Isn't that fascism? We got the fascists and communists. I've said this 100 times before. Well, it's fascism, it's communism, it's capitalism. No, it's a fuck, they've taken fascism and communism, as they've had time to experiment with it in fucking Russia, in fucking goddamn, Italy, and all over the fucking world they've had time to experiment and find out what dirty, rotten shit that is a part of fascism, that is a part of communism, works the best to terrorize the fucking people into fucking compliance. And that is, they just got it, and they got it all fucking written down, and they called it democracy. Democracy cannot exist in a fucking free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. It's a fucking oxymoron, you moron! Jesus. A bus driver shortage sweeps across the nation. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has deployed National Guard personnel to address the problem in his state. You can't fucking do it, asshole. You can't bring in government scabs. But you're already fucking paying. They're just there. Those people are there to defend our fucking rights. Not to fucking help you fucking subjugate us and trample on our fucking rights and our law. You're violating the law there, National Guard, son of a bitch. You better realize there's going to be fucking consequences. We've had it with you motherfuckers. I talk to people all the time. People have fucking had it. I ain't kidding you one little bit. Beginning Tuesday, up to 250 Massachusetts Guard members were made available to drive students to and from school to address the lack of staff. No, not to address the lack of staff. To fight, there are scabs coming in because these people are on strike because they do not want to take a death shot that they know to be a death shot. And they want to, and you have, fucking fired them. You have taken their fucking right to say no away from them without giving them the due process of the law. They are guaranteed in that fucking article, in that fucking, Bill of Rights, which is the fucking law of we the people. And it is written, ratified fucking law. And it's the highest law in this fucking land. And that's what you're trying to bring down, Mr. National Guardsman. You had your fucking wars overseas for 100 fucking years now. You're going out and fucking, going over to, across to Europe and fighting fucking wars for my goddamn freedom and liberty, my fucking ass! Being called the greatest generation for being the stupidest motherfuckers to ever draw air. That's all the fuck you were. In Vietnam, you were not fighting for my fucking freedom and my liberty. You were not fighting for fucking the Bill of Rights or any. You were fighting for corporate fucking money. Just like you are now. You're a fucking mercenary. You're a wanton fucking mercenary at this point because if you can't see this shit by now, you ain't looking. Or you're a part of it. You want it. You want that fucking, you want to be a Gestapo agent or a fucking goddamn Stasi out on the fucking streets? Is that what you want to try? You want to try it up in the fucking woods? Where do you want to try it at first, motherfuckers? I know you've declared war on we the people. When you declared war on that Bill of Rights, you declared war on our goddamn people, each and every individual fucking free man, sovereign one of us, motherfuckers. And we're going to fight you. We'll say, we'll see if it's worth it. See if you feel like a fucking, see if it's going to be like Germany where the people fucking, and Russia where the people fucking just bent in their fucking knee. Or if you're going to get fucking, if they're going to bend their knee and lay that rifle up on their other fucking leg and fucking blow your goddamn head off. You sons of bitches, you fucking traitors. The safe and reliable transportation to school each day is critical to our children's safety and education. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of hearing this emergency shit. I'm tired of all these fucking reasonings for denying and disparaging my rights, which you can have no authority. I don't give a fuck how many fucking executive orders you write. I don't give a fuck what you write down on any fucking piece of paper. You can have no authority to disparage or deny my fucking rights. The 9th article is quite fucking clear on that, unless you're claiming that this isn't the United States of America anymore. You're a rogue criminal fucking organization, and you have fucking goddamn corporate fucking thugs that back your fucking illegitimate, unlawful orders, in which case we're fucking, again, at war. It's time to shoot these motherfuckers. If the law will not hold them in chains, we gotta fucking shoot them down and beat them down and put them in fucking chains. And we'll put some chains on you and send you out into the goddamn surf, you motherfucker. This is bullshit, people. This is how they ease fucking, man, 20 years ago, let's say just 20 years ago, could you have imagined us being right? We're in war right now, whether you realize it or not. But imagine a war within the fucking boundaries of the United States. It ain't our people fighting our people to tell you the truth. They're pumping the fucking goddamn, outsiders from around the goddamn world in here to be the cannon fodder. But it is. The goddamn suits, well, even the fucking suits. Hell, everybody in your fucking government's been here one or two generations. That's all. Where are the people that can trace their lineage back to the fucking beginning of this country? The people with the true loyalty to the fucking land and to their brethren and to the goddamn Bill of Rights and to our law. Where are they? Why aren't they even being... See, well, that's because you think you have some fucking right voting. You really fucking think you're dumb, ignorant son of a bitch. When somebody else picks two fucking things for you to pick from out of fucking 340 million, that's not a fucking choice. That is not a fucking vote. And when they tell you straight up, well, he's going to win because he put $2 billion more dollars into the fucking campaign than this motherfucker did. Not that he's better, not that he's even good, not that he ain't a fucking treasonous son of a bitch. It's just money. They tell you, well, they've tried to make that clear to me all my life. Well, whoever can get the most money, that's who gets elected. But then we're not having fucking real elections, are we? You're going out there and you're fucking participating in treason and sedition, you dumb son of a bitches. And I know you're going to run right out there and do it again in November. You're going to fucking do it. Because you're fucking cowards. You will not fucking fight. You do not put your fucking liberty above your life, you fucking punks.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know what? We don't, you know, they call it, you know, the traitors on the other side, they call it campaign contributions. But we adults, we call it bribes and payoffs, because that's all that it is.
Of course it is. When you're talking about, when you're talking about fucking billions of fucking, $1 billion, election with $1 billion, it should, I don't know what the answer to the election should be. I don't know how, if it's possible that you could have an honest election in a country with 340 million people. I don't know. Especially, only way you could do it, only chance you'd have, is if you could get the fucking money out of it. Cause, I don't give a shit if it's a lottery. I don't give a shit what the fuck it is. If there's money involved in it, like over a couple of million dollars, I promise you, I give you my word, in every instance, there is corruption involved. Yep. You bet, brother.
Hey, Henry, let me ask you this. Now we functioning adults. We all know this. Explain this to me. How these sheeple people, how they cannot see, if a guy goes to a presidential candidate and say, hey, I'm going to give you $1 million for your campaign, you actually think your vote is going to count over what this guy is giving him?
Well,
that's just common sense to me.
Yeah, if later on you and I both walk up to him and we have an argument and wonder whose side he's going to take.
Exactly. I didn't give him $1 million. Did you, Henry?
No, sir. But I'm that.
Right,
but as far as
he's not going to listen to us.
As far as these fucking sheeple, the reason they put up with this shit is I'm telling every one of you out there that is fucking putting up with this shit and making excuses for this shit and being Trump-tards over this, and I call you a fucking Trump-tard. That motherfucker wrote an executive order in direct violation of the second article of the people's highest fucking law of this fucking land and our jurisdiction when he fucking wrote an executive dictate saying we couldn't have bump stocks. He had no authority, just like Lincoln had no authority. All the goddamn fucking orders have no authority. Go ahead.
It's private political parties that decide who's on the ballot. So
yep.
It has nothing to do with the people.
You're goddamn right. And you notice how they've cut it down to just Republican or Democrat, too. I mean, years past, you had the Green Party, the Constitution Party. I mean, you had all these fucking third party, the Progressive Party, all these fucking different fucking parties, you know. But now it's just, you're Democrat or Republican. Either way, you're just another wing of the same bird. You're either a fascist or you're a fucking communist. What's it going to be, guys? You're going to be a fascist?
They're all collective.
Pardon?
They're all collectivists. All collectivists. All parties.
Yes.
Can't be any parties.
You cannot have a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual with collectivism. And capitalism is collectivism, by the fucking way. It's a collective getting together and pooling their money to fucking to use mammon to fucking remove your goddamn rights. I've said it before. I don't care if there's 10,000 motherfuckers standing out there and every one of them's got $10 million in their pocket. I am equal to each and every one of them. And then none of them are fucking, all of them together have no more power than me by myself. Plain and simple. That's what that Bill of Rights means. It means you can't get a bunch, you can't get a little gang together like the Earps did when they went to Tombstone. I mean, they went down in history as old heroes. They were heroes like these fucking cops today's are heroes. They were gangsters. That's how this goddamn country's been run since its inception, by fucking gangsters. The fucking railroads. When they brought, the, you know, the, who was that guy who gave that first unlawful, treasonous fucking executive order and ordered goddamn martial law in this country? That was fucking Abraham fucking Springsteen. You know, the railroad fucking lawyer. You know, real, if you people could just realize the wealth that these pricks in fucking Washington, that they hadn't taken it from us, people. They didn't, like, take it from us and then give it to somebody else. They just gave it to somebody else and just said, that's good. That's fucking fraud. Why? No procedural due process. And they know this. They know that everything they have done has violated the procedural due process, the 9th and 10th article, and every maximum. Hell, they went after our speech. They went after our fucking right to fucking assemble. They've gone after, fuck, they've gone after people for fucking their religious beliefs. They have broken every fucking law. And you look at the 5th article. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. My liberty is, you look up the definition of liberty. That means I do what I fucking want as long as I'm not harming another. Now, if you're going to fucking say, you got to take this shot because you're going to harm another. If you don't, you better be ready to go into a common law court that doesn't exist, because that's the first thing you fucking removed, because you wanted your star chamber courts where the judge just goes, well, the fact that it is poison cannot be admitted. The jury can't hear that. They can't know that it's a poison. It's a, we have it on paper. He has defined it as a vaccine. When the CDC itself. Go ahead.
I think the argument is that you can't injure yourself because you'll overload. Just like the seatbelt. I mean, you wouldn't make somebody sick for not wearing a seatbelt, but the argument is that you'll injure yourself and then you'll be a burden on society. So then,
no, I'm not a burden on society. If I'm an individual, free, sovereign national, I'm no burden on society. I don't got to be a burden on. Fuck, Charlie.
Yeah,
if
but,
I was,
but you understand? You understand? I'm
I understand that, what
that
they're talking, what they're saying, but I know it's bullshit. I couldn't be, there's no way I, as an American national who can trace my lineage back to before this was a fucking country. And then some.
Well, anybody that believes in the seatbelt law, I hope they die from the injection.
I do too. I fucking do too. But the seatbelt
thank
law.
Thank you, brother. I hadn't found one. You're the only other person that agrees with me.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty listening right now that agree with you. I think Dion probably agrees with you. But I mean, if I want to wear a fucking seatbelt, it's my choice. It comes down to choice. Now, if I make a choice that you do not agree with, then you're challenging my fucking liberty to make that choice. And the only way you can challenge my liberty to make that choice is to go through the procedural due process outlined in the highest law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It is written, ratified law. And go back to the Fifth Amendment and no one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. What's that mean? No one shall be deprived. Go ahead.
Even if 12 jurors agree that you got to wear a seatbelt, it's still not going to change my opinion.
Well, I would charge those 12 jurors with goddamn treason and sedition because they're not following the fucking law. And I can prove it. You've stacked a jury. You're a rich motherfucker, and I'll waterboard each one of them fucking jurors till they tell what they got paid to fucking do that. The law says what the law says. And that the Fifth Article says, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. The due process of the law is outlined in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th fucking articles of the Bill of Rights. And the 9th article says, you can't never fucking change that. You can't change this due process of the law. You must meet every fucking requirement under this due process of the law. You must acquiesce to the authority of this fucking due process of the law. You deny or disparage any of them fucking rights. I mean, you don't, like, just like the warrant thing. Well, they've just, you know, well, the Supreme Court decided today that even though the guy went in on a search, had a search warrant, which wasn't a fucking search warrant, because it wasn't come from the common law, and he was exercising an authority he didn't have over an American national. Even though The warrant was for a fucking, let's say, shit, there ain't nothing illegal in this country. It was for to get a firearm. When we came in with that warrant, we went clear through his house, and we didn't find. See, that's why it specifies. You must name the item that you're coming after, and you must say what it is, where it is, and where it is. And that's what that affidavit attached to that warrant's all about. And if you don't find it there, your ass belongs to me, you son of a bitch. And if you come in and you, I don't care if you came in for, but see, I, to talk about this, you have to act like things are liberties against the law. It ain't. I mean, you come in and you find a pound of marijuana, which is none of your goddamn business. There is no, you cannot as an individual fucking do anything about me for smoking marijuana, eating it, shoving it up my ass, whatever I want to do with it. You can't. You'd have to go to get a fucking, through the process of the law. The only way you can gain authority over a person to satisfy that fifth article, that they got due process of the law, is to give them the due process of the law. You just fucking, being a fucking governor, I ordain and I order this. That's called totalitarianism. That's called fucking goddamn dictatorship. That's what that is. Because did I get due process of law? Did you just tell me I had to do something or face a punishment? Just like this shit about fucking taking people's jobs. Oh, it's voluntary. I mean, it's voluntary if I got this pistol held to your head saying sign that fucking piece of paper voluntarily. You coerce somebody, you remove the voluntary from it. Got it? And only a fucking moron wouldn't know that. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few select gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. We'll be right back. devil means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. Sure, right. That I'm fighting for together. We will not have to run. Your house. Your spouse will protect against whatever they're from. Forehead and domestic are two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I heard history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew sure. It's all a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Terminomaly. Don't come for my gun. Don't come for my gun. They can take every fucking thing else, rape my wife, fucking rape my dog, or shoot my dog. I mean, come in, fucking invade my house, take any fucking thing you want. Just don't come for my gun. I guess if we just leave the fucking guns alone. No, this shit is fucking... It's a ball of spaghetti. And how did it get here? I mean, look at this. U.S. law authorities. What is a U.S. law authorities? Secretive national exercise against public health threats. This is from Global Research sent in by Clay for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. And if you remember, when Obama was in, you talk about a fucking list of executive orders all centered around emergency, emergency, emergency. Well, that fucking Bill of Rights does not provide for a fucking emergency. It doesn't give you any kind of fuck. In fact, it forbids you to fucking make up a power under the guise of fucking emergency. That would be an authority in the Constitution that fucking denies and disparages our fucking rights. It's fucking forbidden. That's the law, and you're in fucking violation of it. But what they do is they got all these non-governmental agencies. The Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness and Advancing Innovation Act of 2019. Now, do you remember that being ratified by the several fucking states? Because I sure as hell don't. And I know it was not ratified by the several fucking states. So that is not a fucking law. That is the only way a law could be made if the fucking Constitution was in place. But it ain't. Why? Because in 1871, you removed the Republic. You removed the Constitution, which was a piece of shit to start with. But it did contain that article. Well, hell, they violated that. The first section of Congress, they violated their own fucking law they just made. It's that simple. They just fucking wrote it down on a piece of paper that they were going to have an attorney general, and the government was going to have original jurisdiction. How can you be my servant if you have the original jurisdiction over me? I mean, the people at that time, were they that stupid? No, they fucking wrote a Bill of Rights, and in 1791, that shit, every incident that happened after that, with the government acting in a judicial manner against the individual free sovereign, has been treason and sedition. And because it was let to go, I mean, they used to say a right unexercised doesn't exist, and that's not so. It's still fucking there. You can still exercise it. That fucking Bill of Rights ain't going no goddamn where. I mean, come on, ACLU, what the fuck are you, what, is this some of your shit you think you're gonna pull off here? I mean, they did this back in 2019. Just before they came up with this pandemic, they came up and gave themselves all this fucking authority in an act. Now, the Volstead Act, it was ratified by the several fucking states, but the Volstead Act would not have stood in the common law courts. Because it gave the government an authority that is forbidden by the Ninth Article. You can't tell me what to drink. You can't tell me that I cannot drink alcohol. You can't tell me I can't, you can't fuck with, it's always been about getting in your body, owning you. If you actually own someone, you could take a little 3-year-old kid and screw it under the Talmud, and it's all right. It's nothing wrong with that. It's going to forget about it by the time it's old enough for it to matter. I mean, this is what we're going to, people. We are digressing into fucking the Dark Ages. And we have to stop this shit because we are fucking allowing it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I remember, man. I would never forget the day. I mean, I guess it's one of my eye-opening moments. I remember when I was younger. You know, when they came out with that bill where you had to have liability insurance.
Yep.
And I'll never forget it, man. I was sitting in my living room with my grandfather. You know, he was laying on the couch. He was just getting off work. And I'm watching the news with him, and I'm looking at him. I said, I thought we lived in the world's freest country. I said, if you force somebody to buy insurance, I said, how's that freedom? I said, force isn't freedom.
No, it isn't. And I'll tell you, the IRS was the first, you know, one of the first ones. The IRS is not a fucking government fucking agency. It cannot be. It's a private fucking agency. And what you guys got to understand is every one of these private agencies, just like the IRS or like the Department of Motor Vehicles or the Transportation Department, all of these are private fucking goddamn organizations. You don't elect these people to control you, to tell you what to do. They have no authority to tell you what to do. The only way they can get authority over you as an individual is to come at you as an individual in their individual capacity into a common law court following the procedure to the fucking letter. But that's not what they're fucking doing. It's just like I said, the IRS. That where is that authorized? The people did not authorize that. Where's the Internal Revenue Act? You can take my fucking, it's just like the gold they made the people surrender. In the 1933 when they seized the gold, you came to my house, listen to me now. I got gold. The fucking gold belongs to me. It's in my hand. It belongs to me. It's my private property. And the only way you could get that gold from me, you know, remember the fifth article, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. What is that due process of the law? You got to take me to fucking court in a common law court and your individual capacity as a government fucking fiduciary position. You are beneath me. You can't tell me nothing. You do what I tell you. You, my servant, is what you're supposed to be. That's what they sold you with that Constitution. I always love going back to that. Yeah, in the fucking Federalist Papers. What? You don't need a Bill of Rights. There's nothing in this Constitution that could be used or abused to fucking inflict tyranny on you. That's all the motherfucker was built for. That's why the Bill of Rights was written. To put it in check. To make sure that we, the people, stayed the fucking supreme jurisdictional authority in this country, and they couldn't come and take your fucking gold like they did in 1933. If you wanted my fucking gold, you have to file as an individual fucking, step out of the fiduciary and file in your individual capacity in a common law court, and we would go to, and you would argue why I'm supposed to give you my fucking gold. And the only way you can get fucking something from somebody in the fucking common law court is you have to show a damage. It has to be a redress for a grievance. It has to satisfy a fucking judgment for, excuse me. If I fucking, knocked your house down accidentally by backing my D9 CAD into it, then you could fucking say, man, I want this much money, I want this much gold. I know you have gold, I'm suing him for gold. I mean, you'd write it right in your thing. You'd demand that gold. And then if I didn't give you that gold, you'd write a lawsuit saying this much damage was done. I want this much gold for that fucking damage. And then I would have to respond to, in the common law, within that jurisdiction, your fucking paperwork better be in that jurisdiction. You try it with this other fucking shit, I'll tell you to shove it up your ass, because I'm not bound to the law of the fucking sea. I live on the fucking land. And the law of the fucking land is the fucking common law, which is the fucking Bill of Rights. I'm not obliged to fucking answer you, you son of a bitch. I'm obliged to fucking take you to task for committing treason and sedition by trying to find a way around the procedural due process guaranteed to each individual fucking free national in this country. I'm bound to. And if you fucking, if you come at me with force when I do it with, when I fucking give you your writ, and I fucking call you, I tell you, I'm telling you, as the goddamn fucking original jurisdiction in this fucking country, the people are the jurisdiction. I, as an individual, am the jurisdiction. I'm telling you, servant, to obey the law. But every one of these cocksuckers has got one thing in common that you gotta remember. They got a congressional oversight committee. And that motherfucker, know what? He's wearing two hats. He puts on his hat to fucking steal your money and give it to the corporation. Then he puts on his other hat for fucking elections and to fucking throw a fucking his political dogma out there. It has nothing to do with you as a fucking individual. But when he sits on an oversight committee, he is bound by the law. You serve him and tell him you are disobeying what you're doing, mister. Is you are allowing the licensing of violations of the fucking law. It's so simple. You are allowing the violation of the law. I mean, you're allowing these people that you are overseeing. The only reason they get exist is because you have oversight authority and the fucking law that you make sure that the law, they are bound by the law, that they're not breaking the law, that they're not violating anyone's rights, like their Fifth Article right. To due process of the law before they can have their life, liberty, or property fucking seized. Don't you see? And you go to that son of a bitch, and he can either, when he gets that writ, he can either fucking take that license away, just like with these goddamn, tech companies, and tell me there's no way to stop this, my fucking ball sack. Bullshit. You go to the right fucking person. And you serve them with mandamus. They got two fucking choices. They can obey the law that you're ordering them to obey, or they can ignore it and just the process alone that you serve them with that, and you have a copy of it, hide it. Always send up, make a bunch of certified copies and make sure you keep it spread out, because some people are going to fucking hang quick if they don't get shot first. Because they have been breaking the fucking law. They have been licensing. That's what these pricks are doing that are posing as your government. That's what this corporation is doing. It's pretending to have the authority to license violations of the supreme law of your fucking land, of the civilian fucking law, of the people's fucking law, of our law, as national, our national law, of we the people. They're pretending that they have the authority to say, okay, you can violate that law. Don't you see what I'm getting at here? That's why the mandamuses were served before the fucking so-called Civil War. Because that's what they were trying to fucking do. And the mandamuses were true. And they were fucking valid. And the judges went to act on them. And fucking Lincoln declared fucking martial law, which he had no authority, which was the greatest violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. Well, slavery was pretty bad too. Because it was in effect, the Bill of Rights was, when there was slavery in this country. But why did that happen, guys? I know somebody out there has the answer. Why'd that happen? It's because we fucking allowed it. We're the authority. But we refuse to fucking inflict our authority upon them. They have no problem breaking our law. The goddamn fiduciary has no problem licensing these fucking private, non-elected fucking private organizations to fucking... You can go here. I'm going to write you out a license here. Yeah, right here. What, you want a restaurant? Okay, restaurant, here you have permission to fucking violate anybody's fucking rights you want and sign their name to it. And they're not, then the oversight, see, that's the only reason that these agencies were supposed to be allowed to exist, and this is still under the admiralty people. I mean, this is not even common law. They wouldn't even try this shit. They wouldn't even talk about it. That'd get you hung. But even at that, you say you have the authority to authorize somebody to violate the people's highest law in this fucking land, to violate our rights. You have a power higher than that of that Constitution that doesn't exist anymore. You're claiming to be a corporation, and you're claiming that I'm your fucking property. I think that we're right back to 1775 people, where they are claiming us to be subjugated to them. That we are not, but their property and everything that we fucking produce, everything that we own is theirs, including the lint in our pocket. But they can't, but you fucking, those mandamuses, man, you stack them up. And I'll tell you what, they don't want to put their fucking signature on after you do that. They do not want to put their signature on anything after you do that. They want it to go away, but they have no choice. Their only choice is either obey the law, like I fucking told you to, as an individual free sovereign national of this country, the highest fucking authority here, the one that grants the fucking power, I'm the grantor, not the grantee, like your 14th Amendment says. Your 14th Amendment is a fucking fraud, and you know it. Your 14th Amendment is a violation of the fucking 9th Article 2, isn't it? Has to be. If reality exists and fucking physics exists, it has to be. It has to be. Because like you cannot have a free man and a fucking subject being the same person. It can't happen. It's apples and oranges. It's just an impossibility. It's a physical impossibility. So either I'm a fucking free man or I'm a subject. I'm telling you I'm a fucking free man and I am the fucking authority over you, government. But you're saying, well, we're a corporation, so we're operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. Are you really? Operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. You're writing contracts that violate the 9th Article just all day long, huh? You're exercising a form of the law of the sea upon the people of the land like you're the captain of a fucking ship. That's what you're doing? You're admitting that? Really? Would you sign your name to that, please? They don't want to sign their names to that shit, people. And there's a reason for it because they know. Just like this weekend, you know, putting up the Constantina wire and the fencing and everything and all the extra security for 100 fucking people. How fucking scared are they? They're real fucking scared and they should be. Because if we attack this the right fucking way, I mean, it wouldn't have to destroy the whole fucking country. I mean, but they would try to come at you, but I mean, I just got to the point. I don't care what, even if served as a UN Army fucking goddamn Blackwater fucking specialist. If you live in this country, how do you want to live? You want to live free? Or you want to live like a communist? Where you know, if you watch the Czechists, the guys who are doing the killing and the interrogating and torturing people at first, they all, boy, are they happy. They're little spineless weenie motherfuckers that couldn't crack an egg with a fucking sledgehammer. But the fucking deal is that they got the authority. They got the authority, so they can come in, they can have somebody else, a goon, one of their hired goons, torture you, bring you in, and you have to sit in front of a desk of a, you're sitting across the desk from somebody that you could beat the shit out of with one hand. But that son of a bitch has gained authority over you. How? Disarmed you. So that you can't take care of 50 to 1. I mean, you can take on 50, I mean, I'll take on $100. I don't give a fuck how many you spend. I'm gonna kill every fucking one of you motherfuckers I can. And I will shoot for the fucking head. And I'm a goddamn good shot. You are not going to fucking subjugate me. You cannot subjugate me. You are in violation of the law. You are traitors and you're guilty of sedition. And you fucking know it. And all that's left is to enforce that fucking law. Just enforce that fucking law, people. You enforce the law and you're not allowing them to do it. All you got to do is just disallow them to do it. Don't let them do it to you. And you got to do it as an individual. If every individual, every time that somebody tried to violate their rights, just went for it. And I mean fucking kill the son of a bitch, because they've already declared war on we the people. They declared war on the Bill of Rights. That's we the people. That's our fucking liberty. That's our freedom that our grandfathers fought for. They didn't fight for some fucking corporate fucking nation, for some goddamn capitalist fucking nation. Find the word capitalism anywhere in that fucking Bill of Rights. Try it. They rose up against fucking tyranny. They rose up because they said they had natural fucking rights. They had the right that what they created belonged to them. They had the liberty to do as they pleased so long as they weren't violating another person's rights in doing so. And that's another game they've been trying to play with this goddamn fucking vaccination bullshit. Well, you're harming, you're risking all these other people. Really? Well, then one of you motherfuckers needs to fucking call me on it. You need to go to a common law court, which doesn't exist. That's why you removed them, so you could have an excuse. You can come into our courts, our Star Chamber courts, where the judges are appointed by the very same son of a bitches you're up against. But you ain't gonna have that common law court where the fucking judge was elected by the people. And I mean, and again, you know, I don't know. You'd have to take money clear out of the election process. That's the only fucking way you could get it fucking an honest election. And then have people watching it that are ready to fucking shoot. I mean, you think you're going to come in here and muscle your way? It's just gangsters. It's always been gangsters. Last weekend I watched it like a gangster movie or two. And just watch how they operate. And fucking, of course they're sitting down. And it's always they're sitting down with a senator. And they got the senators in on it, and that's the real fucking deal. It's like on a shooter with the sniper guy, when they're up on that mountain in a helicopter. You don't understand what's going on, and the guy didn't understand what's going on. This shit we have been allowing it for far too long. That Bill of Rights reads simple, and enforcing it's being a straight shot. Hey, man, train yourself a little bit if you can. The training videos are there. Even if you just fucking memorize the training videos, when you run into the right fucking 5 guys and then another 10 guys and another 10 guys in the field fighting, you can certainly trust somebody when you see him put a bullet through one of the enemy's fucking heads. That guy I'm going to trust. That guy, hey man, I'll hang with you. Now there's 2 of us. All right, now there's 3 of us there. Look at that. Ooh, that guy just fucking took a guy's head off with a machete. Hey, you're one. Hey, buddy, come here. Hey, man, I want to buy you a fucking drink. We're fucking American nationals. We're fucking the real fucking people. We are the authority in this country, and we're taking our goddamn authority back, you sons of bitches. And the guy made a fucking long shot, dropped a fucking suit from 1,000 yards. He's my new fucking hero. My fucking hero. You just killed the head of the snake. You just put a whack on the head of that snake, and it will come off. You get these goddamn oligarchs in fucking the Silicon Valley, those son of a bitches up there in fucking Washington, and you get the ones at Washington D.C. and Washington State, like up at Seattle. You get those motherfuckers. I mean, if you targeted motherfuckers and they start dropping like flies, I guarantee you things would start going fucking. We'd have a full blown fucking war, and we'd get this over with, or they would just fucking run for it. And I think they'd run for it because they're fucking cowards. And once they seen that they couldn't stop it, once they, yeah, you might, you're not even going to catch the guy that did it because there's 10,000 incidents. You can't, you're fucking 3 years behind on your books on investigations of everything. And fucking people are sweating it. I tell you, when you go to, you know, everybody's worried about registering their gun. You take that fucking gun out there and you start making war with it. Does it fucking matter? Of course they know you got a gun. Of course, yeah, this one's mine. I'm the guy that just made that fucking 600-yard shot and hit that guy in the head. Woohoo! Let's go back to the cab and have a fucking drink. Are you going to care? If you aim to fight, you shouldn't be fucking so worried about them coming and getting your guns, should you? If you're going to fight, if they get your guns, you ain't going to be there to see it if you fight. And they're going to be tore all the fucking pieces, and they get that at every house. And for lack of operatives, the machine will grind to a halt, I promise you. But you got to fucking start thinking about how am I going to disallow this? How am I going to stop it? I'm going to whack the head of that fucking snake off. Then while the rest of it's squirming the fucking around, I'm going to boot its ass out of this fucking country. Put up, we'll have real fucking borders. You kind of cross our borders, you might as well be trying to get into fucking North Korea. Because that's the way it's going to be. We are going to be have our autonomy back. We are going to have our sovereignty back. No fucking United Nations allowed. You say you come near us and we'll fucking start blowing up with our God. We will unleash our nuclear arsenal on the fucking world. You think that because you exist, see this, somebody existing in hyperspace that's now, they're talking about starting to make laws, but you got the G8 summit, you got the World Trade Organization, that's the fucking goddamn United Nations. That's who you fucking hurt. You tell them to get the fuck, you don't make laws in my country, son of a bitch. I do. It's mine. I'm the fucking authority, and you're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to order me what to do. I'll put a bullet right through your fucking New World Order fucking head. And you got to go, I mean, go as high as you can. Man, you found out you could get a Rothschild? My God. You would have served your country, and you would have served it well by getting that son of a bitch. Because they have decided they're going to enslave you. And then they're going to take the American nationals who own this fucking country by fucking right, by written fucking law that we wrote and we ratified. And they're going to take us to the ditch and put a bullet in our head because that's the only way they could ever claim that the fraud. Until then, it's fraud. We get you, you motherfucker. You know what you're going to get tried for? Fraud, sedition, and treason. And your goddamn corporation is going to be it's not going to be booted out of this country. It's going to be hung here. And left for people to look at it. Now there's those son of a bitches you were so afraid of. Look down that street. There was one on every lamppost. They weren't so fucking bad after all, were they? And then you fuckers with the cannon fire, you want to come? We got ways. You ain't gonna just be bang, 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 bang. Don't even think it. You're gonna find out the fucking intelligence of an American national. You're going to find out we can think outside the box that you're trying to put our thoughts in. And we ain't afraid of your fucking technology. We built it. God damn. Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just think about it. Think about what's threatening you. And think it ain't even a threat. You're the largest fucking army on the fucking planet. It's just you got so many assholes with their own fucking agendas because they want to be the next oligarchs of this fucking country. They need to go first. And that is the word from the trenches.